Well, we're here in Peace in the Park today, and is there any peace? Let's see. This year's Peace in the Park is being held at Encliffe Park in Sheffield, and I'm starting my journey at the healing field. I'm going to make my way down to the main arena. Well, the weather's fine, and lots of people seem to have turned up to Peace in the Park today, here in Encliffe Park. You hear the choppers coming over. I'm just going to keep an eye on all these peacenicks. Have them spreading peace beyond the boundaries of the park. I think that would be just intolerable, wouldn't it?
My stall today is a split stall with Food Not Bombs, who group is distributing free food around Sheffield at different social events such as for refugees or the homeless. And my other stall, which is my political stall, is the Anarchist Federation. The Anarchist Federation is a national federation of local anarchist groups trying to build local democracy in things such as tenants' associations, residents' groups, anti-fascist groups, workplace and industrial unionism, and build direct democracy from below. Basically, we've had it with putting our trust in other people to sort out our problems. We can look around and see ourselves looking at environmental destruction, class oppression, being screwed over everywhere we look. And we don't think that it's enough really to put our trust in the politicians anymore. We've got to build the organisations which are going to take over our workplaces, take over our communities from below. That's what we are, radical direct democracy, anarchism.
Okay. Is Tony Blair a fascist?
The most fascistic things about Tony Blair... There's this ideas of social control, such as ID cards, making everyone, if you need benefits, if you need healthcare, they have to know everything about you. You know, the security cameras, Britain is the most surveilled place in the world. More security cameras by square mile in the UK than any other city in the world. That's the most fascistic things. He's got certain aspects of fascism in him, in the way that he controls his population. But what's very clever and what's much more successful than fascism is you've got the illusion of freedom by being able to tick a box every 4 years in an election. So whilst he employs fascist tactics such as a highly militarised police force and the way that he ridicules all political opposition and the way he works hand in hand with the media, he's not an open fascist, which could attack him much more easily.
Yeah, because Mussolini said that, you know, fascism basically was the corporate... And
the third way! Mussolini invented the third way and then Blair resurrected it in 1997.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
the exact same words.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
And I do admit there's a lot of very hard questions about the whole situation on the day. But for me, my problem with the 9/11 truth campaign is they go around saying, like, you know, the government killed thousands of innocent people. I'm like, can you believe that? Yeah, I fucking can. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to swear on radio. I can believe it. I see it every day. I've seen people dying of starvation, of poverty wages all across the world. In this country, I've seen people dying from shit healthcare and bad social provision. Yeah. I can believe the government kills people. That's the economic system.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need a conspiracy to believe that.
No,
the
no.
conspiracy is capitalism and it's open.
Yeah,
it's in front of our eyes if we choose to look,
okay.
Frankly. But on the 9/11 truth campaign, David Shaler is a highly suspect guy. And he's...
Well, MI5 only employs psychopaths, don't they?
Yeah, frankly. But I mean... There's certain people within the Truth Campaign who are out to sell a book, out to sell an idea, and in my view, it's highly destructive. The main thing for the liberal left, rather than, say, the radical left, the working class left, the main thing is to try and stop the war. And talking about how we can stop the war through attacking recruitment, attacking the army in the UK, where they get their troops, that's much more important than looking at, you know, whether 9/11 was an inside job.
And finally, have you got a website or any?
Of course, we've got a website, which is www.afed.org.uk. That's afed.org.uk. But for day-to-day updates on class struggle, anarchism and libertarian stuff, and it's actually much more interesting than that, it is a good website. It's libcom.org, as well as Indie Media, of course. Yeah. But for a more anarchist perspective, then, libcom.org, which is libcom.org. Okay. Get involved with the Anarchist Federation.
This week is Stop the Arms Trade Week,
right?
Nationally.
I didn't know that.
And of course, Sheffield Group has had this stall today to raise awareness about that.
Okay.
And then there'll be a day of prayer nationally on 10th of June.
10th of June.
At some places of worship.
Right, where can people get this information? There's no web presence or anything like that.
The National CAT website is www.cat.org.uk.
Is that C-A-A-T, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Why are you here today?
Why are we here today? We're at Sheffield CND.
Okay.
So we're continuing the campaign against the replacement of Trident.
It's been going on for a long time now, hasn't it?
Yes, and we know we lost the first debate in Parliament, but there was a little loophole left in terms of there will be another debate before the final decision is taken.
Okay, but you think
it
will...
it's worth pursuing the campaign.
Well, I think it's definitely worth pursuing the campaign.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were 100 MPs who reneged.
Right,
so
good.
So if we can persuade another 100 to join them,
how do you hope to do that?
Well, we've had a petition today to send to our local MPs here.
Okay.
Because none of the Sheffield MPs, of course, voted against it.
Right.
They all voted in favour of
Did
replacement.
They not?
So we have a hard job to persuade them to vote otherwise.
But can't they see the hypocrisy involved?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're part of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, therefore
exactly.
We should be reducing
and,
rather
and
than...
I'll be lecturing Iran at the moment about...
Absolutely, yes. It's complete hypocrisy.
And these MPs can't actually see that. What do they say?
My particular MP was Angela Smith.
Uh-huh.
She says that it was in the Labour Party manifesto that won them the election, therefore she stands by that, which to me is no argument at all.
Well, it's not a very moral standpoint anyway, is it?
Absolutely not, no.
So where can people get information about what you're doing? And
I can't tell you the CND one, it's gone out of my head, but
we have
one.
But people can find CND.
Absolutely, yes.
It's been around for a long time.
Yes.
Thank you. So, why are you here today?
Why are we here today?
Yeah, why are you here today?
Someone have an answer. We came along because it was a pleasant afternoon, and
right.
it's for peace.
It's for peace. Do you think peace in the park will be enough?
No.
No. Okay, well, so how far do you think peace should spread out from the park?
To reach all the world.
All the world?
And bombs that won these countries war. We sent our sons to Korea, to Vietnam. Now we're wondering what they were dying for.
What do you actually do?
I am someone.
What, What do you actually do?
I teach media studies at Hamlet University.
Do you involve indie media at all in that study?
I don't personally, but I'm sure there are people who do teach independent media, and that would be part of that.
Really good, because the corporate media basically just tell lies all the time, don't they?
I think it's a bit more complicated than that, I'm afraid.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think you're wrong.
This is an unbiased recording.
Yeah,
however, I am involved in this organisation that is
CND.
Just packing up. No, it's not CND. Well, I am involved
that
in CND.
CND.
Yes, they are, but they're also from a very small organisation which doesn't get much publicity called Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, which has been going since 1915.
Right.
And is very small, but this indomitable woman here...
She has a name.
Rosalie Hubbard has come from London and established this group here.
Okay.
And it's amazing women who go on to be 100. And that's why I'm one of the youngest in it.
So what do they do?
They...
What do you do?
I've only just joined, so I'm still very new to it. But one of the things they're doing is promoting a United Nations resolution, which actually the British government is doing something about amazingly, has an action plan about, which is about how war affects women and also how women can do something about that.
Right.
We're not just passive victims.
Good.
And it's trying to get this resolution better known.
Right. Excellent work. Long may it continue.
How much have you done of this?
I'm going to message you, please.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do peace. Do you think peace in a park is enough? Should we cover a wider area?
Possibly a wider area.
How far?
Tiny clothes.
What?
World peace, we're talking about, or the part of it.
Is it peace in a park, or... What do you think?
I am probably thinking it.
Have you got a message of peace for the world?
Right, sorry.
Technical hitch. Okay, so that's the actual size. What size is that?
It's about 2 metres by 3 metres.
Right.
Yeah, and that's... I mean, they're different sizes in different parts of Guantanamo Bay. I think that's Camp 5 or something.
Camp 5?
Yeah.
Of
Guantanamo Bay.
No, I know of how many camps.
Oh, I don't know. They're called... When you read about them, they're called different things at different times, so it's hard to work out in its entirety how many such as are. And they're spending, I think it's $15.5 million at the moment, making it a permanent facility anyway, so they're extending it all the time.
For the war on terror?
Extending the camp in Guantanamo Bay, even though they've said they want it shut down.
Right.
They're building it into a permanent...
That's a bit like the non-permanent bases in Iraq, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not only Iraq, but yes.
Yeah. I generally hate what the Americans are doing. Why you're here.
Okay, the sun's shining, but no. I'm very involved in the Palestine Solidarity Campaign,
okay.
And it seemed a good place to come and show some like-minded people about the campaign. And we just want to try and do as many festival-y type things as we can to tell people more about all the campaigning that goes on in Sheffield around Palestine.
So can you tell me something about all the campaigning that goes on?
So we're a really active group in Sheffield, partly because the chair of our campaign is Palestinian, and he's very inspirational, I think, and encourages everyone else. And we try and do a mixture of political campaigning, like calling for an end to the Israeli occupation, but also lots of positive stuff so that people aren't thinking our campaign's just around negative things. So we do lots of things like supporting children's projects in Palestine, supporting women who live in very poor circumstances in the Gaza Strip who can't stay on in education, so supporting them to stay on in education. So lots and lots of humanitarian stuff. But so when people find out about the humanitarian stuff that we do, then they also learn about sort of the politics of why it is that things are such a mess in Palestine.
So why do you think
it is things that are in such massive Palestine.
Okay.
How far do you want to go back? Balfour Declaration.
Okay. That might be a bit boring.
Unlike Tony Blair. Goes back 2 weeks.
I think, you know, the Palestinian people have never, you know, have never been given their basic human rights of a place to call themselves a homeland for themselves. And in the West, Western governments have been, and people in the West have been very reluctant to criticise Israel for what they've done to the Palestinians.
The risk of sounding anti-Semitic.
And I think that's been a huge barrier to anyone saying, actually, this is completely unfair. Palestinians have been treated and are being treated in an appalling way, and people have been historically really afraid to just say that because they're so afraid of being accused of being anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish.
It's not going to be a leading question now. How much do you think the conflict in Palestine has got to do with oil and the supply of energy?
I really don't feel qualified to answer that. I get really confused. I read stuff about this sort of oil situation and I think, yeah, I understand it. And then I think, I read something else, think, so I honestly am not sure. I know other people have very strong views about that, but I honestly don't.
Okay, well, I think the whole thing has been about oil since the First World War. The First World War was...
If it was straightforwardly about oil, then does it make that much sense for the West, for Britain and the States to be so much supporting Israel?
Yeah, but they don't. They only go so far.
Yeah.
They only go so far. They support the Zionists so far, and then they say, oh, well...
Kit hedged their bets. That's
your
take. Hey, hold on. Okay. Who's interviewing you here?
Exactly. I'm sorry.
What we're doing here today,
For example,
We are petitioning and giving out information about forthcoming events for the Stop the War Coalition in Sheffield. One of those includes a public meeting, and we're going to talk about whether or not we can influence Gordon Brown to actually change his policy on Iraq.
No, I would say.
Well,
did you hear him in India?
No, what did he say?
He made a speech in India. It was all about, oh yes, the new world order is...
No, I know.
And,
I mean, he's completely...
They're gonna use force.
Yeah, he's horrible, he is. He's another Blairite. Blairite. But, you know,
bastard.
It's a chance to put on the pressure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because obviously Blair going, I think, is partly because of the amount of pressure that's been put on him.
Because of Iraq.
Yeah, his legacy is going to be what he's done in Iraq, which is horrific, you know.
And they're hoping to get away with it by slipping in Gordon.
Yeah, yes,
and then
exactly.
They've got the new boy lined up.
Who's the new boy?
You know, what's his face? That's
Miliband. Oh, Cameron.
Cameron,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, he's horrible.
I know he is, but he's already... He's already...
Yeah.
Lined up.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's
we
right.
We haven't got any saying that, have we?
No, we haven't. But, you know, we
it's
can influence
all Murdoch
them.
And...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. You're right. Yes.
Because they've just employed the ex-editor of the News of the World, haven't they, the Tories?
Have they?
Yeah. Oh. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah,
I remember
it is.
When Blair, before Blair got in, he went off to have a chat with Murdoch, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know? Best friends.
So what's going on the planet is imperialist, you think?
Sorry?
Imperialism.
Oh, absolutely. That's what's behind, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq,
What's behind Afghanistan? Is it drugs or oil?
Oil.
Oil, not drugs.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, obviously there's a drugs problem, but that's been made much worse by the occupation.
Yeah.
Because the occupation has just brought chaos, you know.
Yeah. I think that was the plan, though.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Because they are fuckers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are complete fuckers, yeah.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Caught in the spells of my heart. thanks for being a lovely...
I'm here in Peace in the Park with a chair of Assist. What's Assist?
Assist is Asylum Seekers Support Initiative, short term. Or so we thought.
Right.
It's turning out to be longer term, and that makes it really difficult because there are so many people needing accommodation in particular.
How many? Can you put a number on that?
Well, we think there must be at least 2,000. Last year we thought there were 2,000. How many we don't know
now.
In Sheffield, who are theoretically destitute.
Okay.
What happens is that they sleep on other people's floors, mm-hmm. or sleep rough, and we try and provide accommodation for the most vulnerable people.
Right. How do you judge that?
Very, very difficult. I mean, at the moment, we've got in our house, we've got a lady who's under counselling.
Right. So how many people are you actually helping now in your assist?
Well, in financial terms, we give about 20 quid to about 70 people.
The worst problem is?
It is the lack of adequate legal help.
Okay.
So the people with perfectly good cases don't get heard, or, for instance, go to a court and the legal representative doesn't turn up. So they end up being unrepresented because they run out of the money that the government allows them.
So they won't do it?
So they won't do it.
Out of the goodness of their heart or anything?
So of course some of them do, but not enough. And just very difficult for people to get proper representation. In Sheffield, people have to go to London, Manchester, to try and get a solicitor sometimes.
Okay.
Hello, revolution.
I'm here for the revolution.
Yeah.
Are you here
for the revolution?
I'm here to look after my daughter.
Okay, well, nice seeing you. Why are you here? Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Revolution.
Yeah. How do you think it's going so far?
So far?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd say.
Not well.
Not well.
No, well.
No, it's early days, though, yeah.
It's early
not
days.
Not a bad leg today.
Here I am.